You'll go through our affidavit template and personalize it to your situation. If you have not, if you had MERS in your mortgage and you have not already done a lookup on the MERS system as the mortgagor, and use your social security number to identify who is in, who's listed as the investor at MERS, you need to do so. If you have not also looked up at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, similarly, you need to do that. If there's any reference to your loan on any of those lookups, take a screenshot of it and attach it as an exhibit. Similarly, if you have a party claiming to own your mortgage or at any point claiming to have owned your mortgage that is a securitized trust, this is identifiable because it will say such and such a bank or party as trustee for such and such or some variation on that. You need to follow instructions elsewhere in Maple's website about how to look up your pooling and servicing agreement on the registry, on the Security and Exchange Commission's EDGAR, E-D-G-A-R, company search, and find out the relevant information about the trust there. You'll use all that information to fill in the template at the appropriate point sequentially. Add in your paragraphs about the entire history of the mortgaging and purported foreclosure. Make sure it's all in first person. Do not fill in the section for the notary referred to as a jurat. That is up to the notary to fill in when your document is completed. And when you have, if you cannot get the certified copy of your documents from court, of your filing from court, then contact us and we'll help you get a non-certified copy so that if everything is prepared, you can work with us to get a lawyer to get it certified. Expect perhaps $100 to pay for that and to get it filed as soon as possible at your registry of deeds. The filing fee has gone up to $105. Make sure that you don't get something so signed and notarized as an affidavit to record in the registry of deeds without us first reviewing all of the language with you. That should actually happen before you contact the lawyer who's going to certify it.